glad to be here.
I spent my whole life on the water. You spent your whole life on the bank eating hot dogs.
Yep. I've been hornswoggled.
It went into a knockdown, drag out, fist flying. Mom had a big wooden barrel of flour. Dropped me on top of it. Flour goes everywhere. We hit the refrigerator, knocked it over. Since then, we've never had another physical altercation in our life.
Hey, I tell you what, son, if you ever get tired of driving that Corvette, you ought to go down there to that auction house.
Hey, Vern.
What is that? Somebody cooking meth up here.
Meth? What? How dare you? This is a legitimate pork grinder. Look! See?
That was the meth lab exploding.
No, no, that's just a hog latrina going on.
Howdy, howdy, friends and neighbors. This is Steve Terrell in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and this is another thrilling Big Enchilada episode. This time we're going back to the hills and the hollers, digging up some country music that'll tickle your innards, let me tell you what. And you probably ought to know that the Big Enchilada is part of the Radio Mutation Network. It's one of many fine shows on Radio Mutation, so go to radiomutation.com. But until then, let's start out this show with Martha Fields, a little tune that gave this episode its title, The Hillbilly Bop.
Here we are, Larry, in the heart of the hill country, where the sounds of today's big tunes are born.
Any oven. I need a little hillbilly love and got the hillbilly vibe.
Got the hillbilly vibe.
Got the hillbilly vibe. That's what we got. We got the hillbilly vibe. Well, brother's got some moonshine, daddy got molasses. Get off of your hillbilly ass. You got the hillbilly vibe.
Got the hillbilly vibe.
You got the hillbilly vibe.
Got the hillbilly vibe.
That's what we got. We got the hillbilly vibe. Well, I may rock, I may roll, but I'm a hillbilly in my soul. Hillbilly vibe.
Hillbilly vibe.
I got the hillbilly vibe.
Got the hillbilly vibe.
That's what we got. We got the hillbilly vibe. Well, we'll do it on a front porch. We'll do it in a holler. We'll do anything for a dollar. I got the hillbilly vibe.
Got the hillbilly vibe.
We got the hillbilly vibe.
Got the hillbilly vibe.
We got the hillbilly vibe. Yeah, brother's got some moonshine, daddy got molasses.
Get off of your hillbilly ass.
You got the hillbilly vibe.
Got the hillbilly vibe.
We got the hillbilly vibe.
Got the hillbilly vibe.
That's what we got. We got the hillbilly vibe. Yeah, I may rock, I may roll, but I'm a hillbilly in my soul. I got the hillbilly vibe.
Got the hillbilly vibe.
I got the hillbilly vibe.
Got the hillbilly vibe.
That's what we got. We got the hillbilly vibe.
Jolly Dolly, how'd you rate that dish I wish was mine? Hey, Joe. She's got skin as creamy, dreamy, eyes that look so lovey-dovey, lips as red as cherry berry wine. Now listen, Joe, I ain't no hero, let me tell you how I feel. She's a honey, she's a sugar pie. I'm warning you, I'm gonna try to steal her from you. Hey, Joe, though we've been the best of friends, this is where our friendship ends. I gotta have that dolly for my own. Introduce that pretty little chick to me. Hey, Joe, quit that waiting, hesitating. Let me at her, what's the matter? You're as slow as any Joe can be. Now come on, Joe, let's make a deal. Let me dance with her to see if she is real. She's the cutest girl I've ever seen. I'll tell you face to face, I mean to steal her from you. Hey, Joe, now we'll be friends until the end. This looks like the end, my friend. I gotta have that dolly for my own.
Radio Mutation, Rock and Roll Podcast Network.
Cause baby, nobody.
Well, everything was going my way, so I pressed my luck and called Mo today to see if he was still around. Well, I shouldn't have answered the telephone. I knew when I did that it was wrong when I found out who it was. Well, it was just a matter of time. We was out on the town drinking wine when I saw my dream come true. She's walking in the Dewdrop Inn when Joe hit the brakes and we went in the spin and ended up in the parking lot. Oh, she's a beauty.
She's a skag.
She's got class.
Oh, come on now.
That little honky-tonk queen.
Well, Mo, I've looked far and wide.
You better look again when you ain't high
at that honky-tonk queen.
We went inside and she's sitting there with lovely makeup and beautiful hair. So I asked that gal to dance.
I tried my best to really stress that girl didn't look right in that dress, but you never heard a word.
Oh, she's a beauty.
She's a skag.
She's got class.
Oh, come on now.
That little honky-tonk queen.
Well, Mo, I've looked far and wide.
You better look again when you ain't high
at that honky-tonk queen.
As they danced, he took her hand, spun her around and pulled her in. Then he spun her a little too hard.
And I started wondering when she said her name was Bill. Then her wig came off and I was ready to kill that joker dressed like a female.
She's a beauty.
Not so loud.
She's got style.
Come on, pal.
That little honky-tonk queen.
Well, Joe, you've looked far and wide.
Well, I won't look again more when I'm high
for a honky.
I told you, Joe, something didn't just look right to me.
Now, I've heard enough, Mo.
Man, you should have seen the look on your face.
Hey, I don't want to hear it no more.
Yeah, you don't want to look no more, do you?
Sounds like you've been snacking on some of the local mushrooms.
I ain't got the money. just a bottom dollar boy with a golden heart. A bottom dollar boy with a golden heart.
The only thing Willie can do that I can't is make his belly roll. It's like a huge wave. It's pretty cool.
Now what do you do when you're lonesome? Where do you go when you're blue? And how do you deal with such emotion when you're just an ordinary fool? And do you hang your head and walk the streets hoping no one sees your face, wishing you were someone else, someplace far away? Do you stay out late nights drinking, trying to smile through a pain that everybody knows is tearing you in two? So what do you do when you're lonesome? Where do you go when you're blue? And how do you deal with such emotion when you're just an ordinary fool? Now some have tried changes of geography and such. Others have locked their hearts away for fear they'll fall in love. But still there's some far too dumb to know there's something wrong, and they waste their lives wondering why and waking up alone. So what do you do when you're lonesome? Where do you go when you're blue?
Be real. I serve you better every day. Looking across at those big brown eyes, this is what I say. What's on his mind?
Possum in my trap. There's a young one. He's not very old. This ain't what I was trying to catch. I'm trying to catch a rogue fox that's killing chickens.
I've been a goddamn possum man. Surely you've been told. Killed my first damn possum when I was 4 years old. I was 4 years old, boys. I was 4 years old. When the dreary sun goes down, sure as dogs that fleas, you will see your possum man. Flashlight in the tree, boys. Flashlight in the tree, boy. Flashlight in the tree. Fill my sack with possums, ready for the knife. 20 hides a gallon, and that's my fucking life. Well, that's my fucking life, boys. That's my fucking life. I'm the goddamn possum man, just as you've been told. I trade my pills for liquor, good as fucking gold. Good as fucking gold, boys. Good as fucking gold.
He's still sitting right outside the cage. I'm back in the house now. He just sitting there. They said he's a young one. But sooner or later, he'll ease on off. I hope he don't go back in the trap, because that's a long walk down there to let him back out.
All right, you're hearing a little bit of Milton Brown and his musical Brownies in the background. Heck of a job there, Brownie. Let's see what we just played. We just heard the Brothers Covell with Possum Man, one of their biggest hits. We heard before then Fredda and the Fire Dog. That's a reunion of a band featuring Marsha Ball. They did that several years ago on a Doug Somm tribute album. The name of the tune is Be Real, which Doug wrote, of course. Wanda Jackson back there. She just announced she's retiring from touring. I never got to see her live, but I sure have loved her music for years. What do you do when you're lonesome? Something new from the Vondeliers, a Texas band on Bloodshot Records. Bottom Dollar Boy. Mo Bandy and Joe Stampley doing one of my favorite country songs of the 80s, that little Honky Tonk Queen, and a song that Mo and Joe covered a million years ago back in the 80s, Hey Joe by Carl Smith. And no, that's not the Hey Joe that you know. Anyway, Martha Fields kicked it off. Texas Marty with Hillbilly Bop, and that's the name of this show. Big Enchiladas Hillbilly Bop. Hope you're enjoying it. What we got now? Oh, there's something brand new. This is a title song from the new album of the great Dale Watson, Call Me Lucky.
I'm really having a ball here.
One on the right, one on the left, one is a blonde, one's a brunette. If you don't know my name, I bet that you can guess. They call me Lucky. Now I go through life without a care. I ain't got a plan. I go everywhere without a worry to clutter up my head. They call me Lucky. I can snap a wishbone and get the smaller half. Walk down the street and have a black guy cross my path. Walk under ladders on Friday 13th. Nothing bad will happen to me. I ain't the seventh son of a seventh son. My pappy ain't a pistol. I ain't a son of a gun. I know that I ain't smarter than nearly anyone. I'm just lucky. Wishbone and get the smaller half. Walk down the street and have a black guy cross my path. Walk under ladders on Friday 13th. And nothing bad will happen to me. I ain't the seventh son of the seventh son. My pappy ain't a pistol. I ain't a son of a gun. I know that I ain't smarter than nearly anyone. I'm just lucky. Yeah, I'm just lucky. Oh, I'm just lucky.
www.BigEnchiladaPodcast.com
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1
alert today, alive tomorrow.
Plan now with your family for civil defense emergency action. Someday it may save your lives.
Join, work, and share together with others this knowledge of self-help. Civil defense, an American tradition.
Riding on an eastbound freight train, speeding through the night. Hobo Bill, a railroad bum, was fighting for his life. The sadness in his eyes revealed torture of his soul. He raised a weak and weary hand to drive away the cold. No warm lights flickered round him, no blankets for to fold, nothing but the howling wind and the driving rain so cold. When he heard that whistle blowing in a dreamy kind of way, the hobo seemed contented, for he smiled there where he lay. Hobo, Hobo Bill. Boxcar door, but the little form of Hobo Bill lay still upon the floor. While the train sped through the darkness and the storm it raged outside, no one knew that Hobo Bill was taking his last ride. Hobo, Hobo Bill. It was early in the morning when they raised the hobo's head. A smile still lingered on his face, but Hobo Bill was dead. There was no mother's longing to soothe his weary soul, for he was just a railroad bum who died out in the cold. Oh, Hobo, Hobo Bill.
And I'm expected to believe that this is an authentic mountain pork rind, Early.
Taste of it.
No.
There's no tell what we'll be. There's no fear.
finished with you yet.
Whoa! Somebody said my guitar wasn't tuned up. That's the only way I know how to tune it. If you think that played a mean tune, you ain't heard nothing yet.
So maybe I'll get off track, out of whack. Hey, that describes me. Yeah, I just got one gear.
My stacks up.
more than anybody. You know, we love country music, love drinking more than anybody. So why not combine the two and make for a great time?
All right, Rooney, we heard a bunch of new stuff came out in the last few months, at least in that last set. Let's see where we began, or let's see where we ended. We heard Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, Poor Until Payday. That's a title cut from their latest album. Another Reverend, Horton Heat, doing Wonky, and that's from his latest. Lonesome Shack doing Pass the Ditch. Jason Ringenberg, he did Hobo Bill's Last Ride, and that's from his latest album. Miss Celine Lee, actually that one's a couple of years old. Miss Atomic Bombshell, 1949. And she also appears on Dale Watson's latest. She appears with Dale a lot of time. Dale Watson did the title cut from his new album, Call Me Lucky. I'm Steve Terrell. This is Big Enchilada on the Radio Mutation Network. And we got some more stuff. We played a couple of Reverends at last set. So let's play another Reverend right now, Reverend Billy C. Wirtz, singing about Room 309.
Okay, that's long enough. Now on with some more music.
I was driving the back roads late one night by myself when I saw that sign that said Red's El Rancho Motel. Benoit, the night clerk, had fallen asleep. He'd been watching the Home Shopping Network on cable TV. Checked me in and gave me the key to room 302 down by the vending machine. And that ice maker rattled, I started to think, man, it's been a hard day of driving. I can use a cold drink. As I placed the cheap plastic bucket up to the spout, this soft voice said, you better kick it or nothing's gonna come out. She said, my name's Rosa and I smell cheap perfume. She said, hey, let's have that drink back in my room. Yeah, a blind man could have read that girl's mind. So I followed her on back to room 309. And friends, right there on top of a zebra skin spread was a long box of cookies that said Girl Scouts in red. She said, what do you do? And I said, I'm a singer. She asked me for a quarter to feed the magic fingers. I realized I'd left all my change back in my room. She smiled and said, you go get it, sugar, and I'll be waiting here for you. Well, I ran down and got my money and ran a comb through my hair. But when I got back to the room, it had been stripped bare. It looked like the place had been vacant for years. I felt them little hairs standing up on the back of my ears. Ran down to that lobby and I was about half out of my mind. Said, all right, Benoit, what's the deal up there in 309? He said, room 309, oh, you're confused. It's been locked up that way since 1972. But then he adjusted his turban and turned off the sign and told me the story of room 309. He said, mister, there was a busload of Girl Scouts that were Florida bound. Had engine trouble that night outside of town. And we offered them rooms to get them out of the cold. Politely asked Rosa to put business on hold. Nobody knows why those exuberant young teens fed quarter after quarter into those Magic Fingers machines. Yeah, they were four in a bed having silly pillow fight games. When the magic fingers exploded and it burst all into flames. And Rosa was whispering to a friend, y'all come again soon. When she heard a commotion down there in that fiery room. And she kicked in the door with a white go-go boot. As flames licked all around her one-piece zip-up red vinyl jumpsuit. We We thought she'd never make it out of there alive. But then there stood Rosa with her smoldering beehive, saving four Girl Scouts from a sure sudden death. But then she mistook a stuffed teddy bear for one she thought was left. And Rosa, that poor painted angel that fell, bought a ticket to heaven in that fiery hell. You know, it's funny. Every year about this time, somebody like you meets up with Rosa down there in 309. And as I walk back to my room, I check just one more time, looking for Rosa in room 309.
Friends ask me, well, what does your sister do? It's embarrassing to say, well, she gets on stage and does shower scenes. I think this is something that should be done in the privacy of your own home, not in front of a bunch of men.
Feel if you saw a cloud of dust and heard an awful sound, that was the racket that I made when I was leaving town. I blazed me out a brand new trail left well enough alone. So don't fix up the doghouse, cause this old dog is gone. I'm leaving while the going's good, don't need no chaperone. I'm finding me a new address, so I'm not coming home. Don't take no wooden nickels and keep your makeup on. And don't fix up the doghouse, cause this old dog is gone.
And always remember, friends, that there's no room in vulgarity for bluegrass.
Caused me lots.
lots of trouble. Darling, you have broke my heart. Don't this road look rough and rocky? Don't that sea look wide and
this fast, about out of time. We just heard the Osborne Brothers, Don't That Road Look Rough and Rocky. George McCormick saying, Don't Fix Up the Doghouse. Margie Singleton, One Step Nearer to You. Clara Dean, Diddy Boppin' and Motor Mouthin'. And Reverend Billy C. Wirtz, Room 309. I'm Steve Terrell. Hope you enjoyed the big enchilada. Be back next month for another thrilling episode. Goodbye.
That was a meth lab explosion.
What?